Okay, we've got some World Cup news to get to now. It seems all the talk in Brazil is about teeth, specifically the ones belonging to Uruguay's star striker Luis Suarez. That's because Suarez apparently bit Italian defender Giorgio Chiellini during a match yesterday. The referee, whose nickname, and this is for real, the ref's name is Dracula. He didn't catch the incident, even though Chiellini showed him a bite mark on his shoulder. Now, Suarez is a repeat offender. He's bitten opponents on the field two times in the past, so fans watching yesterday's game on a giant outdoor screen in Rio were not actually all that surprised.
He's a pit bull. He's a pit bull. He has to be out of the World Cup, period.
Soccer's governing body, FIFA, has opened disciplinary proceedings against Luis Suarez that could result in a long suspension for the striker. So Uruguay did advance to the round of 16 by beating Italy yesterday, but the World Cup may already be over for Suarez. Our colleague at BBC Mundo, Roberto Bello, is from Uruguay. He's in London now and watched the game there on TV. So how did he react when he saw Suarez apparently sinking his teeth into that defender?
Oh, he was not again. That was quite disappointing, to be honest. But the guy has got quite prominent teeth. So even if he didn't intend it to cause any harm, you know, if you get in contact with him, you probably get hurt anyway. But the replay, you know, leaves very little space for doubt. And of course, you know, my heart sank a little bit because he's such a, you know, great player and it's not the first time. So basically, he's in trouble.
Well, Roberto, as you said, I mean, twice before this has happened, this is Suarez's third time biting an opponent. It's kind of led to a dubious reputation for him in the professional leagues, but in Uruguay, he's got a different reputation, doesn't he? He's kind of a family man, a national hero.
Yeah, that's it. Actually, the guys, you know, you see all aspects of him, you know, and he's a really good guy. He comes from a very humble background. There's nothing wrong except, well, I mean, maybe he would benefit from some counseling of some sort. But, you know, everything else you see around the guy is, you know, there's nothing wrong with him.
I mean, biting somebody, that is like the classic act of a spoiled brat. But maybe you can tell us what people in the U.S. don't understand about Luis Suarez and where he grew up.
Well, he grew up in Salto, which is a small town in northwest Uruguay. And in that sense, it's it's a typical story of a guy who, you know, very humble backgrounds, who has gone all the way through being a really good player. Everywhere you see around the country, you know, posters, etc., he's kind of the key figure. I mean, everybody, you know, even there's lots of Uruguayan fans now following Liverpool because of Luis Suarez. But well, you know, just in case, I have to, you know, clarify that biting is not at all a common thing in my country. Some people were joking that maybe he was, you know, there was this story as well that the Brazilians confiscated this, you know, 39 kilograms of dulce de leche, which is like, you know, caramel spread. And, you know, maybe they were joking. You see what happens, you know, you remove the sweet from him and he got hungry. But if you realize there are so many, you know, kind of these characters or these instances in world football, remember, you know, Zidane's head, the hand of God from Maradona, now is Suarez's teeth. So basically, what is indignation today, it might be football history tomorrow.
Are you supporting Uruguay in this World Cup?
Yes, I am supporting Uruguay, definitely. Mm.
So what kind of dilemma does Luis Suarez present for you personally if you're rooting for this national team and you've got this kind of misbehaving guy with teeth?
Well, I assume that he might not be in the team in the following matches. So I think also it would be a good opportunity for all the other players to show off. You can imagine that when you have such a big figure in a team, everybody else is kind of eclipsed by this person. So, as we say in Spanish, well, there's no bad thing that doesn't come for a good one. So, in this case, of course, the chances of Uruguay will be smaller, you know, statistically. I mean, we might be losing a fantastic player like Luis Suarez, but maybe it's the opportunity for other ones who, you know, next to this giant are, you know, eclipsed and they can show off and, well, who knows?
Roberto Bello with our friends at BBC Mundo. Thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure.